everything, and all kinds of things. And why were they able to pay for this? The myriad responsibilities that a newspaper had, how were they ever able to afford this? Well, it was because if you wanted to stick your information into that bundle, you had to pay them what it was worth, right? You had to pay them whatever they said it was worth. And that got to be tens, 20s, $30,000 for a full-page ad in the major newspaper. And when you're charging rates like that, well, you can afford to do all these different things. But then something happened to it. If you think about it, the entire bundle came apart because with the internet, you were able to go to all the sources of information that you cared about. So let's say you cared about Middle East news. You no longer had to depend on what the Omaha paper or the San Diego Union-Tribune or other places decided to include about the Middle East. You could actually go to the source of the news, to the best reporters who are actually there to get it directly. And if you wanted your stock quotes, you no longer had to wait the next day to see what the paper printed, but you could actually just go and see how they were trading by the moment, by the instant. And if you cared about the sports, you no longer had to just take what the Omaha editors decided to give you. You could go to your favorite team's page, or you could go to your favorite team's hometown newspaper, or you could go to an independent source like ESPN or something like that. Think about it. You could go to the best source of information for whatever topic you wanted. Content, then, was unbundled. Remember, it was all bundled by the newspaper, and suddenly it became unbundled. Well, that was good, except that there were problems with that. First of all, it's overwhelming, right? How many of you have been overwhelmed by the amount of information and resources that are available on the internet? Right? It's too much. It is too much. The other thing that was the problem with it is that it hurt newspapers. It killed the subsidy that was funding local reporters. What was that? Well, think about if that bundle is the place that you're going to get all your information and you have to pay whatever it is to get into that information, it's kind of a monopoly system, right? A newspaper could basically charge whatever they wanted for you to put their ad in there. Well, all of a sudden with the internet, you could put your ad on any one of these places and still get your attention. And so the ad inventory went infinite. Basically, what happens when a product goes, has an infinite supply, and the price of it goes what? Down, right? When there's people who say now that the price of ads has been, or that ads have been priced at their true value for the first time in history. Advertising is now a true market auction. What do I mean by that? Well, if you want to put your ad on Google for the search of this is Apple, if you want to put your ad up so that anytime somebody searches for Apple in Google, you can auction, you can basically bid on how much that's going to cost. So if somebody searches for real estate in San Diego, you can put your ad on that search page for a certain price compared to what everybody else wants to pay for it. Right now, that's probably a pretty substantially expensive effort because San Diego real estate is something that a lot of people want to put their ads next to. Do you want to know what the most expensive ad word searched in Google is right now? Anybody have any idea? It's mesothelioma. Anybody know why? Yeah, mesothelioma is the disease caused by asbestos. A lot of lawyers want to put their ads next to the search terms of mesothelioma because they want, if you just were diagnosed with that disease and you're looking it up in the internet, they want you to see their ad asking them to join your lawsuit. So if you want to mess with some plaintiff's attorneys, search mesothelioma in Google and then click on a few of them and you'll charge them. Guess how much it is? Per click, $100. So if you search for mesothelioma in the internet, in Google right now, you'll see all these ads there, and if you click on one of them, you're going to charge those people $100. But see what that advertising does. That's a way for them to tell exactly what type of person is looking for their product, and then put an ad right there. Unlike the newspaper where you know, I'm looking through the newspaper, I see an ad for bras, it's really not going to do much for me, right? But that's what the newspaper, the bundling system was an imperfect one for advertisers. And now advertisers